welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You've been doing some interesting work here at RMIT. What is it?
Right. So my research proposal here at RMIT under my supervisor is to develop an early warning system in case GPS goes wrong for space vehicles in higher Earth orbits. So how a space vehicle can kind of identify whether the GPS signal it's getting is trustworthy or whether it's full of errors. So we're trying to design an early warning system for that. So what we're doing is we're developing a lot of mathematical models to kind of identify how wrong GPS could be potentially in high Earth orbits. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell, I would say.
So the global positioning system is not totally reliable?
Not necessarily. Most atmospheric flights, like the flights we are used to, happen within a very within 3,000 kilometers from the Earth's surface. You have a bunch of errors in that zone, but you also have errors if you're in a spacecraft that's above the GPS satellites as well.
How high are the GPS satellites?
The GPS satellites are at 20,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface. So if a spacecraft is at a comparable height, or if it's slightly higher up than that, then the problems that it experiences with GPS are very different from the problems that like a normal flight would experience with GPS systems. So we're trying to model the errors that happen in those kinds of flights. That's what's here on the poster.
So how accurately can a satellite in space know its position using GPS?
Well, on Earth, with normal standard GPS on your cell phone, it would be anywhere in the range of 5 meters to 10 meters. You get somewhat similar results in space, but it actually does get a little better because there's not that much interference in space as there is on the ground. There are fewer objects for the signal to bounce off of in space. So you do get... It is possible to achieve within the range of 3 meters or so. But the whole point of our research is you need to know that the signal you're receiving has an error in it, and you can't directly tell just by looking at the signal. So we're trying to infer whether there is a error in the signal or not.
And what sort of spacecraft could be using this system?
For a case study, we've looked at the SL-12. It's a reusable space vehicle. I was fortunate enough to get the dynamics for that from the previous research that my supervisor did. We've only done one case study so far. But yeah, we are aiming to simulate other spacecraft as well.
And the satellites that would be used, are they just the American Navstar GPS, or are they the Russian system and the Chinese system and the European?
Well, the approach we're following could potentially be tailored for any of those constellations as well. We would have to vary the models a fair bit, considering maybe bandwidth. But yeah, it is possible. The same approach is definitely possible. So it's not exclusively GPS.
And what is your role here at RMIT?
Well, I'm a PhD candidate. I just started my PhD about 3 weeks ago. In aerospace.
And what were you doing before that, 3 weeks ago?
Three weeks prior to that? Well, I was doing my master's degree here at RMIT, where I met my supervisor. His work seemed interesting, so I decided to get on board.
And what other projects do you think you might be working on as you do your PhD?
A whole range. I'm definitely interested in working on unmanned vehicles, both aerial vehicles and ground vehicles. So possibly artificial intelligence might come into the equation. That is what I'm looking at. GPS navigation guidance would be a part of that. For unmanned vehicles.
And your ultimate career ambition?
I'd like to become a full-time researcher in navigation and guidance, especially unmanned navigation and guidance. So yeah, that is the dream, I would say. Yeah, but still a long way to go at this point.
Well, thanks, Siraj, for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.